Have you ever stared at a blank screen knowing you have, like, a huge research paper due or maybe a complex presentation to build and just wished for some kind of magical shortcut?
Oh, definitely.
Like a superpower, you know? Yeah. Something that could instantly make sense of just mountains of information or help you whip up amazing ideas when your brain feels, well, utterly stuck.
It's such a common feeling, isn't it? That moment when you know you need to learn something new really fast or maybe churn out a big project.
Yeah.
But the sheer volume of data or just that relentless blanking cursor, it feels kind of paralyzing sometimes.
It really is. It's a universal challenge, I think, especially in our fast-paced, information-saturated world. We're constantly trying to absorb new knowledge, distill it down, and then, you know, express ourselves effectively.
Right. Whether it's for a major school project or maybe preparing for a critical team meeting if you're in a club or even just trying to understand a complex topic for your own curiosity. Now, imagine, just for a moment, having a personal, incredibly smart assistant right inside the digital tools you already use every single day.
Okay.
An assistant ready to help you brainstorm, summarize, create.
Yeah.
Basically cutting through all that overwhelming information overload.
Well, today that's exactly what we're diving deep into. That kind of superpower, Gemini for Google Workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just like another standalone chat app you have to open up separately. This is an embedded AI assistant. It's designed to work seamlessly within the Google apps you probably already know and use Gmail, Google Docs, Drive, Sheets, Meet, Slides.
Right, so woven in.
Exactly. And yeah, if you're using Gemini Advanced, you do get that standalone chat experience too. But what's really, I think, revolutionary here is how it can access your personal knowledge base.
That's the key part.
Your notes, your research drafts, your emails, stuff that's in your Drive, Docs, and Gmail. Think about how much less frustrating that makes things. Less tab switching, fewer interruptions.
You get more direct access to the information you actually care about. It's all about enhancing your existing workflows, making them smarter, not adding another separate thing to manage.
Precisely. And the core of unlocking this incredible power, whether you're a student trying to absolutely ace a report, or a professional managing complex projects, or honestly, someone trying to learn something new, it lies in one fundamental skill.
And that is?
Prompting.
Yes, prompting.
Prompting is basically the art of talking effectively to AI. It's like learning the secret language that transforms a generic tool into a truly collaborative partner.
That's a great way to put it. And our entire deep dive today, it's based on this fantastic quick start handbook for effective prompts.
Yeah.
Published by Google itself back in October 2024.
Right.
It's just packed with practical advice, stuff they've learned from seeing how people actually use these tools in the real world.
So what's our mission for you today, listening in? We want to equip you with the foundational skills to write effective prompts. Imagine it like learning the secret language to unlock some serious productivity and creativity. And this isn't about becoming a, you know, prompt engineer overnight. You definitely don't need a computer science degree for this.
No, not at all.
It's more about gaining these consistent best practices that will make a huge tangible difference in your daily tasks, especially for schoolwork or personal projects.
We're going to show you how Gemini can be your collaborative partner, helping you achieve more without feeling so overwhelmed.
We'll explore not just what to say to the AI, but how to say it for the absolute best results, really transforming the way you interact with information and tackle projects.
And we're going to try and break it down in a way that feels, hopefully, just like watching one of those really engaging, entertaining, educational videos, you know, easy to understand, memorable, and stuff you can use immediately for your own learning journey.
Okay, let's unpack this core concept then. What exactly is a prompt? When we talk about AI, a prompt is basically just your initial conversation starter with your AI assistant.
Right. It's how you kick things off, how you tell Gemini what you need.
Now, I think a common misconception might be that it's like a one-and-done command, sort of like typing a search query into Google. But that's not quite right, is it?
No, not really. It's better to think of it more like you're talking to a very intelligent, very fast human helper.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't just blurt out a single word or even a short phrase and expect him to know exactly what you want for a really complex task, right?
Yeah, no.
You give him a starting point, and then you might have a bit of a back and forth, a conversation, refining your request as you go.
Ah, okay.
And that's precisely what prompting is like. It's an iterative process. You might write several prompts, maybe building on each previous response to get to the final outcome you want.
Yeah.
It's much more of a dynamic dialogue than a static command.
That's a really crucial distinction. You definitely don't need to be some kind of technical wizard or a prompt engineer. I keep using that term. But it's just to emphasize you don't need that deep tech background to effectively use generative AI.
Absolutely not.
But there are definitely consistent best practices that, as we're about to see, can make a monumental difference in the quality and the relevance of the output you get from Gemini.
It really boils down to learning to communicate clearly, almost like giving really good, precise instructions to someone helping you out.
And this brings us to what the Google Guide identifies as the foundational pillars of effective prompting. It breaks them down into four main areas.
Okay.
You can think of these as the key ingredients for crafting a truly powerful prompt. They are persona, task, context, and format.
Persona, task, context, format. Got it.
For short, we can call it the PTCF framework. Now, you won't necessarily need all four elements for every single prompt you write.
Right. Sometimes simpler is fine.
Exactly. But thoughtfully, including even just a few of them, will dramatically improve your results. So let's dive into each one, because understanding these is really your first step to becoming an AI whisperer, so to speak.
AI whisperer. I like that. Okay, let's kick off with persona.
Okay, persona. This one's fascinating, actually, and it's one that truly encourages creativity from the AI, I think. Persona is all about telling Gemini who it should be,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes who the output is for, or even who you are asking it to act as.
Right, giving it a role.
Exactly. So, for example, if you're a student working on, say, a history paper, you might tell Gemini, you are a peer tutor explaining a difficult concept in American history.
Okay.
Or maybe you are a seasoned historian analyzing the causes of a specific event. This instantly helps the AI adopt the right tone, draw from the appropriate knowledge base, and even take on a specific helpful perspective for whatever you need.
That's spot on. And why does assigning a persona matter so much?
Well, it encourages a different kind of thinking from the AI, if you can call it that.
Right.
It guides Gemini to simulate a specific role. And that simulation influences the language it uses, the level of detail it goes into, the whole perspective of its response.
It's like casting an actor in a play, right? Exactly. Think of it like a play. If an actor knows they're playing a wise old wizard versus, say, a mischievous fright, their performance is going to be completely different.
Makes sense.
The guide gives a good professional example. You are a program manager in industry. Just that single phrase sets the stage for a professional, industry-specific response.
So for a student, a prompt like, act as a helpful study guide explaining complex physics concepts simply, that would yield a much more understandable and tailored explanation than just asking it to explain physics concepts.
Absolutely. It really personalizes the AI's approach to your needs in that moment. It focuses the output.
Okay. Next up is task. This element seems pretty straightforward, but the guide emphasizes it's absolutely crucial.
It is. Task is simply what you want Gemini to do, the core action.
The core action. And the guide stresses you should always include a strong verb or a clear command. In fact, it highlights this as, and I quote, the most important component of a prompt.
That sounds about right. Without a strong verb, Gemini just doesn't really know where to begin.
It's like having all the ingredients for a complex recipe, but no instructions on how to actually cook them, right? You need to give it that clear directive.
Exactly. The task is the engine of the prompt. It's the specific instruction. And examples of these critical verbs or commands straight from the source's quick tips include things like summarize, write, change the tone, create, draft, generate, or analyze.
So if you say draft an executive summary email, the core task there is draft.
Precisely. It's concise, it's clear, and it tells Gemini exactly what kind of output you're expecting. If you just said something vague like executive summary email, well, Gemini might brainstorm ideas about one or maybe tell you what one is.
But it wouldn't actually create it for you.
Exactly. You're giving it a job to do, a concrete action to perform.
Okay, moving on to context. Now, this is where things get really interesting, I think, especially for anyone dealing with lots of personal information like notes for a school project, research papers you've saved, or even just a mountain of emails about a group assignment.
Mm-hmm. Context means providing background information, specific details, maybe constraints you have, or just relevant facts that Gemini needs to fully understand your request.
And this is truly where the magic of Gemini for Google Workspace shines, because as you mentioned earlier, it can leverage your personal knowledge base.
Yes, that integration is key. Why does context matter so much? Because it helps Gemini generate a response that isn't just generic, but is relevant and accurate, truly tailored to your specific needs and your information.
It's like giving someone the full story before asking for their advice, right? You make sure they don't miss any critical pieces.
Exactly. For instance, the guide mentions providing details about relevant program docs, but even more powerfully, referencing specific files right there in your prompt by typing @filename.
Ah, the at symbol.
Yes. Imagine the power of an AI that has instant access to your own class notes, saved in Google Docs, or your research drafts, or your team project documents in Drive.
It really shifts Gemini from being just a generic search tool to being a truly informed, almost intellectual partner that knows your stuff.
Totally. That @filename feature is a genuine game changer. I remember back in school struggling for hours trying to synthesize information from like 10 different PDFs and web pages for a research project.
Oh yeah, the copy-paste nightmare.
Exactly. But with this feature, instead of manually copying and pasting bits and pieces from your notes or reports, Gemini can directly pull in and synthesize that information from your Google Drive, your Docs, even your Gmail.
That completely sidesteps all that frustrating tab switching and interruption the guide talks about.
And it ensures the AI is working with your specific, unique knowledge base. For a student, this could mean, say, drafting a report outline based on a specific textbook chapter you have saved as a PDF in your Drive.
Or summarizing a long email thread about a group project to catch up.
Or even getting quick answers based on a lecture transcript you uploaded. It's like the AI has done all your required reading for you right inside your digital workspace.
Okay. And the final pillar, format.
Right. Format specifies exactly how you want the output to be structured. It's not just about getting the information. It's about getting it organized precisely how you need it, so it's useful and digestible.
Why is this important? I guess because you don't just want raw data dumped on you, right? You want it presented in a way that helps you use it immediately.
Exactly. The source gives examples like limit to bullet points or in a table format or short paragraph or list of questions.
So if you're working on a project and you need, say, a list of key dates for a historical event for your flashcards, or a concise summary of a scientific concept for your notes.
Or maybe a comparison table between different theories for a debate club prep.
Right. Specifying the format is how you dictate the presentation. It's about getting the information not just correct, but also ready for your immediate use, whether that's dropping it into a presentation slide or using it as a study guide.
Okay, let's try and put it all together now with a really good example straight from the Google Guide. Here's a prompt that expertly uses all four areas. You are a program manager in industry. Draft an executive summary email to Persona based on details about relevant program docs. Limit to bullet points.
Okay, let's break that down piece by piece so you can really see how each element contributes to making that a highly effective prompt.
Sure.
First, you are a program manager in industry. That's clearly the persona.
Right. Tells Gemini to adopt that specific voice knowledge perspective. Mm. Ensures the tone is right.
Second, draft an executive summary email. That's the task, the core action. And it's precise. Don't just summarize. Don't just tell me about summaries. Draft the email. And even within the task, there's an implied format of an email, which gets refined further.
Good.
Third, to persona based on details about relevant program docs. This is the crucial context. It tells Gemini who the email recipient is, which might influence the tone or level of detail. And more importantly, it specifies where Gemini should pull the information from, potentially using that at file name feature to grab info from specific documents in your Drive.
That's where your personal knowledge base comes directly into play.
And finally, limit to bullet points. That's the explicit format we want the summary to take within the email. Ensures readability, conciseness for the recipient.
So you see how this single, pretty concise prompt, just a few sentences long, gives a really powerful and precise starting point for Gemini.
Yeah, it's like giving a clear, well-structured assignment to a highly capable assistant.
Exactly. And this brings us to a really fascinating insight the guide highlights, something based on tons of user data.
Oh, what's that?
It says, the most fruitful prompts average around 21 words with relevant context, yet the prompts people try are usually less than 9 words.
Wow, 21 versus less than 9. That's a big difference. That's such an interesting statistic, and it really drives home a key point.
Right.
When I first started playing around with AI tools, I admit I just typed something vague like, summarize email. That's like, what, 2 words?
Uh-huh. Common starting point.
And the results were often.
Okay, maybe.
But usually pretty generic. This statistic tells us something vital, though. It's not just about adding words for the sake of length.
No, it's about quality, not quantity.
It suggests there's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where you provide just enough context and instruction to really focus the AI without, you know, overwhelming it.
It's like giving a very precise set of coordinates to a GPS instead of just a city name.
That's a great analogy. Those extra 10, 12 words are often the difference between a generic, kind of useless answer and a truly tailored, high-quality output that feels like it was custom-made for what you needed.
It really highlights that the AI isn't a mind reader. It needs specific, focused guidance. And that slightly longer, more detailed prompt is often the key to unlocking its full potential.
It's about providing information density, maybe, rather than just length.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
The AI processes your prompt, and those additional details, the persona, the context, the specific task verbs, the format they act like filters, guiding its vast knowledge base towards exactly what you need.
It sort of reduces the thinking the AI has to do to guess what you want.
Exactly. It reduces the ambiguity, allowing it to generate a more accurate and relevant response right from the start. Less guesswork for the AI, better results for you.
Okay, now that we've covered those foundational pillars, persona, task, context, and format, let's dive into some quick, smart prompting habits. These are tips from the guide that can help you master your AI assistant and get the best results consistently.
Yeah, these are like the practical, everyday techniques.
First up, and this is probably the most intuitive one, use natural language.
Makes sense.
The advice is simple. Write as if you're speaking to another person. Use complete thoughts, full sentences, normal conversational phrasing. Don't try to speak in, like, robot language. Oh. Or use fragmented keywords like you're searching a database.
Right. Gemini is designed to understand human language because it's been trained on just massive amounts of it. Text, conversations, all sorts of human expression.
So interacting with it naturally just makes your intent much clearer.
Exactly. It's like talking to a very intelligent, very eager friend who's there to help you. Not some rigid computer program that needs precise coding commands. The more naturally you phrase your request, the better it can grasp the nuances of what you're actually asking for.
Okay. Next tip, and this goes hand in hand with our discussion on prompt length and detail, be specific and iterate.
Mm-hmm. Specificity first. Tell Gemini exactly what you needed to do. Summarize, write, change the tone, create something new, and crucially, provide as much context as possible in that initial prompt.
But here's the key part, the iteration. If the first result isn't perfect,
don't just give up and start over from scratch.
Right. This is where the iteration part comes in, and it's such a huge time saver, I've found. Think of it like a conversation you're having with a highly skilled classmate or tutor.
Yeah.
If you ask for a summary, and maybe it's too short, you can simply follow up with, okay, make it longer.
Or if the tone isn't quite right for, say, an email to a professor, you can say, change the tone to be more formal.
Or make it sound more enthusiastic if it's for a club announcement.
Or even add more details about the historical context of this event.
Exactly. This iterative process, refining your prompts based on the output, leads to much better results than trying to get everything perfect in one single shot. It's a dynamic exchange where you guide Gemini closer and closer to your ideal outcome.
It definitely reduces frustration. You're working with the tool, not just commanding it once.
The third tip is to be concise and avoid complexity. Now, this might seem like it contradicts our earlier point about being specific and aiming for around 21 words.
Yeah, how does that work? More words, but also concise.
It's about striking a balance. It means stating your request in brief but specific language. Avoid unnecessary jargon where possible, or if you absolutely must use technical terms, maybe briefly define them within your prompt's context.
Ah, okay. So it's not about making your prompt short just for the sake of being short. It's about making it direct and clear.
Exactly. That 21 words with relevant context idea supports being specific and providing necessary detail, not just aiming for brevity above all else. It's more about eliminating unnecessary fluff or really convoluted phrasing.
While still making sure you include all the necessary persona, task, context, and format elements that guide the AI. Clarity is the real key here.
Directness and clarity. Got it.
That leads perfectly into our fourth tip. Make it a conversation. This really just emphasizes what we've already touched on, that iterative process is crucial.
You need to fine-tune your prompts if the results don't quite meet your expectations, or even if they're good but you think there's room for improvement.
Think of it like a sculptor refining a piece of clay. You start with a general shape that's your first prompt and output. Then you make small, precise adjustments based on what you see. Those are your follow-up prompts.
That process of reviewing Gemini's output and then refining your prompt based on what it gives you, that is absolutely key to getting better results over time.
It's a continuous loop. Prompt, review, refine, prompt again. It helps you get exactly what you need.
Okay, this next one is arguably the most powerful feature for integrating AI directly into your actual schoolwork or project workflow. Use your documents.
Yes, the at magic.
Exactly. This lets you personalize Gemini's output with information directly from your own files in Google Drive. You just type at file name right there within your prompt.
This is truly a game changer, especially for students managing personal notes, research materials, or complex group projects.
It absolutely is. Imagine you're working on a massive research paper, or maybe trying to summarize a long technical report for a science class. Instead of manually copying and pasting information from your saved notes or reports or even old emails,
Gemini can directly access and synthesize it using the at Plymention.
Which means the AI is working with your specific knowledge base, your unique data, maybe even your writing style, if it's analyzing your drafts, making responses highly relevant and tailored to your specific situation.
I've used it myself to draft emails about group project updates, pulling details directly from our shared project brief stored in Drive. It takes minutes instead of, you know, digging through everything manually.
Huge time saver.
And for those of you using Gemini Advanced, there's this really clever tip the guide mentions. Make Gemini your prompt editor.
Wait, what does that mean?
You can actually start your prompt with the phrase, make this a power prompt, and then paste your original prompt text right after it.
No way!
Yeah. Gemini will then analyze your prompt and suggest improvements to it.
That's brilliant. It's like asking the AI to teach you how to talk to it better.
Exactly. It can identify areas where your prompt could maybe be more specific or add missing elements like a clearer persona or format, or even suggest better phrasing. It's a fantastic learning tool.
It helps you understand the nuances of effective prompting by literally showing you what a power prompt looks like for your specific request.
You just need to check that the suggested changes still match what you actually need. Then you can copy that improved prompt and paste it back into Gemini Advanced to get a potentially much better output.
It's like having a little prompt engineering coach looking over your shoulder offering personalized tips. That's really cool.
Now, a really important caveat here, something the guide reiterates, and it's something we should always keep top of mind.
Okay, what's that?
Generative AI, like Gemini, is still a rapidly evolving technology.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can have unpredictable responses or even make mistakes. Even though the models are getting incredibly better every day, it's crucial to remember that.
Yes, this is a vital point. Before you put any output from Gemini for Workspace into action, whether it's an email you're sending, a summary you're relying on, a presentation outline, or even just a list of ideas, you must always review it.
Double check it.
Always review it to ensure clarity, relevance, and accuracy. Generative AI is meant to help humans, right? To be a powerful co-pilot or assistant.
But the final output is yours. You are the ultimate editor. You're responsible for the information you use or put out into the world.
Think of it as having this super-powered assistant, but you are always the conductor of the orchestra, making sure the final piece sounds just right.
Well said. Human oversight is key.
Okay, now let's bring all these concepts, the PTCF framework, the quick tips, the iteration, let's bring it all to life by looking at Gemini in action. The Google Guide provides a ton of examples across various professional fields.
Mm-hmm. Lots of business examples.
Right. But the underlying skills that Gemini helps with, they're totally universal. So even though we might hear about a sales manager using it or an executive, we'll connect it directly back to how these core utilities are incredibly valuable for you.
Yeah. How a student navigating complex assignments or managing a school club or just trying to organize their personal life can use these exact same principles.
Exactly. Think of these as ways to unlock productivity and creativity for your everyday learning and life. We'll simplify the professional context to highlight that core utility.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
First up, let's talk about boosting your communication and writing. This covers everything from managing your email inbox, which can be a nightmare, to crafting professional-sounding documents and messages.
Okay, communication. Big area.
So imagine this scenario. You've been out sick for a week, maybe missed some important classes or group project meetings. Your team has been having frantic email discussions or maybe updates in a shared doc. You get back, and your inbox, or that doc history, is just overflowing.
Been there. The catch-up dread is real.
Totally. Instead of painstakingly reading through hundreds of emails or comments, you could go into Gmail, or maybe open that doc, and prompt Gemini. Summarize emails from group project lead's name from the last week about the history research project, and list any action items assigned to me.
And Gemini can quickly distill those long threads or comment chains into the key points and your specific to-dos, helping you catch up in, like, seconds instead of hours.
That's incredibly powerful. And it goes beyond just summarization. Let's say you need to draft a really thoughtful email to a professor, maybe asking for an extension on an assignment.
The delicate art of the extension request.
Right. Instead of just staring at a blank screen, getting stressed about the wording, you could open Gmail and prompt. Draft an email to professor's name requesting a two-day extension on the assignment name essay. Explain that I've been feeling unwell this week and reference my doctor's note attached using at doctorsnote.pdf.
So it can pull in info from attachments too.
If they're in your drive, yes, via the at mention, Gemini drafts that initial response, pulls in the context from your document, saves you immense time, and helps you find that right, polite, professional tone.
That's invaluable. Whether it's for a professor, a club advisor, maybe even just coordinating a study group or a family event, no more agonizing over every single word choice.
Okay, next, let's move on to streamlining organization and information synthesis. This is all about making sense of complex information and keeping everything, your notes, your tasks, your research, nicely in order, which is essential for anyone juggling a lot of academic work.
Absolutely. Organization is half the battle sometimes. A prime example, especially for any student deep in research mode, is summarizing complex information.
Like those super dense academic articles.
Exactly. Or lengthy textbook chapters. You could be in a Google Doc or even using the standalone Gemini chat and prompt something like, summarize the key arguments and methodologies presented in this academic article titled Article Title Saved at Article PDF Name. Explain it for a freshman level understanding. Focus on the main findings and their implications, and please avoid excessive jargon.
So it can distill the key points from long texts, emails, or even multiple documents if you tag them with the at symbol.
Yes, and present them concisely. It's like a nugget of knowledge generator, as you said earlier.
That's perfect. When you're researching for a report or studying for an exam or just trying to wrap your head around a dense article for class discussion, Gemini can quickly give you those core concepts you need.
Without you getting lost in all the complex details or technical language, it's like having a super fast speed reader and note taker built in, highlighting the most important parts for you. Huge time saver for studying.
And beyond summarization, Gemini is fantastic for creating trackers and organizing data.
Using it in Google Sheets.
Exactly. Imagine you're coordinating, say, a school fundraiser, or maybe managing volunteers for a club event. You need to keep track of attendees, maybe who paid, who signed up for what shift, the budget.
Lots of moving parts.
Right. You could open Google Sheets and prompt, create a budget tracker for our SpringFest fundraiser. It should include columns for date, expense type, vendor name, amount spent, and budget category.
Or maybe create a spreadsheet to track volunteer signups for the upcoming community cleanup day. I need columns for name, contact info, preferred shift time, and tasks assigned.
And in Sheets, Gemini can just instantly generate those structured tables and trackers with the columns you specified, all ready for you to start plugging in the data.
It understands those common organizational needs. It knows what a budget tracker usually looks like.
So for you, the listener, this means effortlessly managing your homework assignments, maybe a tracker for due dates and status, or tracking group project contributions, who's doing what by when, organizing your reading list for classes.
Or even just planning your chores if you want to get really organized. Gemini helps you build those efficient organizational tools in seconds without having to manually set up every single column and header. It cuts out that initial setup friction.
Okay, next, let's explore how Gemini can be your most creative partner. Let's talk about fueling creativity and brainstorming.
This is the fun stuff. Moving beyond just processing existing information to actually generating completely new ideas.
This is one of my absolute favorite areas where Gemini just shines. Generating creative ideas is huge for any student tackling, say, an essay where you need a unique angle or a presentation that needs to be engaging or any kind of creative project.
Like for an art class or writing assignment.
Yeah. Or let's say you're in a business or marketing class and your assignment is to come up with ideas for a fictional new campus cafe. Instead of just staring at a wall, you could prompt Gemini. Generate ideas for a creative and eye-catching logo for my new business concept. A coffee shop combined with a retro video game cafe. Generate logo ideas considering these style options. Modern and playful, maybe retro cool, or sleek and minimalist.
You can give us style options too.
Absolutely. And then you could add, also, Write a catchy tagline and 10 potential names for this business concept that would fit with these logo styles.
The how here is that Gemini really acts as your creative partner. It can generate a multitude of ideas, design concepts, potential names, taglines, even visual descriptions based on your input and constraints.
And it can provide diverse styles, like you said, modern, retro, cool, sleek, and minimalist. And then you can iterate. You can say, okay, I like option 3, but make it more blue.
Right. So for you, when you need ideas for a presentation topic or a creative writing story prompt, or even just brainstorming a theme for a friend's birthday party,
Gemini can give you that powerful jumpstart. It's like having an entire creative agency brainstorming session right there at your fingertips, ready to throw out dozens of innovative ideas in seconds. It can really help break through that frustrating creative block.
And beyond just generating individual ideas, Gemini also excels at developing strategies and pitches.
Okay, how would that apply to, say, a student?
Well, imagine you're preparing for a critical debate in a civics class, or maybe you're brainstorming how to pitch a new initiative for your environmental club to the school board. Instead of struggling alone to structure your argument,
you could prompt Gemini.
Exactly. You could prompt something like, help me create a compelling outline for a persuasive presentation arguing for implementing composting bins in the school cafeteria. Include an introduction with a strong hook, 3 main supporting arguments with potential evidence, points to research, address potential counterarguments, and suggest a powerful concluding call to action. Aim for a confident, logical, yet passionate tone.
Wow, that's specific.
It is. The how here demonstrates Gemini's capability to help structure complex strategic documents or arguments. It can brainstorm elements of a campaign, develop a narrative flow, and it can adapt to different target audiences, like the school board versus your fellow students, and refine the content based on your objectives.
So for you, this means getting help preparing that pitch for your school club, or creating a really solid outline for a persuasive essay, or even brainstorming how to present your personal strengths effectively for a summer job interview or college application essay.
Gemini helps you structure your thoughts and articulate your vision powerfully, making you sound clear, organized, and confident, no matter the stakes.
Okay, finally, let's consider planning and project management support. This is absolutely essential for anyone juggling multiple tasks, deadlines, group work, which, let's be honest, is practically every student, right?
Absolutely. Juggling is the name of the game. A great example here is agenda and itinerary planning.
So not just business trips, but maybe planning something for school.
Exactly. Imagine you're the student lead responsible for planning your senior class trip. Or maybe organizing a weekend retreat for your debate team.
Okay.
You need to organize a packed few days.
Okay.
You could prompt Gemini. I am planning a 3-day senior class trip to Washington, D.C. Plan activities for each day that include educational elements like museum visits, team bonding activities, and some scheduled free time. Create a sample detailed agenda for me.
And you could even add more detail.
Definitely. You could follow up with, suggest 3 different icebreaker activities suitable for high school seniors that encourage people to learn about their classmates' future plans or interests. Make sure the icebreaker ideas are engaging and can be completed by a group of 100 people in about 20 minutes.
And then ask it to put it all together.
Yep. Okay. Now organize this full agenda, including travel times between locations and one of your suggested icebreakers for each day, into a clear table format.
The how here shows that Gemini can generate these really structured plans, complete with detailed activities and timings, and even suggest creative additions like those icebreakers. Yeah. Then it can reformat these plans into easy-to-read tables.
So for you, this translates directly to planning that class trip, or organizing a study group schedule for finals week, or even detailing a family vacation itinerary so everyone knows what's happening. Gemini helps structure complex plans, making sure no important detail is missed, and can even suggest fun, engaging activities. It turns that overwhelming planning task into something manageable.
And for the more project-oriented tasks, Gemini assists with managing project workflows.
Think about a long-term group project in a really challenging course. You know, the ones that span several weeks or even a whole semester.
Ugh, yes. Those can be tough to manage.
Right. You could open a shared Google Doc with your team and prompt Gemini. I'm a student coordinating our group project on the environmental impact of fast fashion. Help me create a work-back schedule starting today to keep the team on track for our final presentation due on date.
What kind of details would you include?
You'd specify key milestones. Include dates for key milestones like research completion, outline submission, first draft writing assigned to team member names, peer review session, final edits, and presentation practice. Please assign roles or leads for each major milestone based on our initial discussion notes and at Project Kickoff Notes Doc.
And it could even help with communication.
Absolutely, you could follow up with. Now, draft a concise email to my team explaining these next steps, the deadlines from the schedule we just created, and our shared responsibilities for the project, pulling key details from the workback schedule and our at Project Brief Fast Fashion Doc.
The how here really illustrates that Gemini helps structure those project deliverables, create clear instructions, summarize progress if you feed it updates, and you could even use it after the project.
How so?
You could ask it. Based on our team's reflection notes in at Project Retrospective Doc, generate 5 key questions we should ask ourselves to improve our teamwork process for the next project. Help identify what went well or poorly for future learning.
That's smart. Using it for reflection, too. So for you, the student listener, managing that long-term school project, coordinating a team assignment, or preparing for a big group presentation becomes much, much easier.
Gemini helps break down those daunting tasks, track progress visually, and communicate effectively with your teammates, ensuring everyone is on the same page and roles are crystal clear. It's like having a dedicated project manager right there in your browser, keeping things moving.
Okay, so we've covered the foundational PTCF framework. We've got those smart prompting habits down. Now, how do you really level up? How do you go from being pretty good at prompting to becoming a true AI whisperer?
The advanced class. The Google Guide offers some excellent strategies to push your prompting further and get even more refined, nuanced results.
Okay, let's hear them.
First one, break it up. If you want Gemini to perform several related tasks, it's often far better to break them down into separate sequential prompts rather than trying to cram everything into one single giant request.
Why does that work better? Is the AI just getting confused by too much at once?
It seems like it allows the AI to focus its attention on one specific task at a time, building on the output from the previous step. This often leads to more accurate and detailed results for each part of the process.
Okay, that makes sense. Like building blocks.
Exactly. Think of a really large, complex project you wouldn't try to build the entire house. You know, foundation, walls, roof, plumbing, all in one go. You build the foundation first, let it set, then the walls, then the roof.
Step-by-step instructions are clearer than one massive list.
Right. So, for example, instead of one prompt saying, summarize this research paper, then write a 500-word blog post based on the summary, and finally create a 5-post social media calendar promoting the blog post.
You do them as 3 separate prompts.
Probably. First, summarize a research paper name. Then, using that summary, write a 500-word engaging blog post for a general audience based on the key findings from the summary above. And finally, create a 5-post social media plan for platforms X and Y to promote the blog post we just wrote. You build on each output.
Got it. Break down complex workflows. Makes sense. What's next?
Next advanced tip, give constraints. To generate specific results that fit your needs precisely, include clear constraints or limitations in your prompt.
Like what kind of constraints?
Things like character count limits, specific word counts, or even the exact number of options you'd like Gemini to generate.
Oh, okay. So this is how you really control the output and make sure it fits the specific purpose you have in mind.
Exactly. If you need a short summary for, say, an Instagram caption, you might specify, summarize this in under 150 characters. If you need 3 different potential titles for your essay, you explicitly say generate 3 title options.
This ensures the information is delivered in the precise scope and format you need it. It saves you editing time later and makes the output instantly usable for whatever you're doing. No more getting a 5-paragraph answer when you needed 2 sentences.
Right. Our third advanced tip circles back to something we discussed earlier, but takes it up a notch. Assign a role.
We talked about persona.
Yeah.
How is this different?
It's about using persona strategically to really encourage creativity or tap into specific kinds of expertise. You explicitly assign a more detailed or evocative role to Gemini. For instance, not just you are a historian, but maybe.
You are a skeptical historian known for challenging conventional narratives.
Exactly. Or you are the head of a wildly creative department for a leading advertising agency tasked with brainstorming unconventional ideas.
Ah, I see. Assigning a more specific, maybe even slightly exaggerated role taps into the AI's ability to simulate different perspectives and knowledge bases more deeply.
It can give you a more tailored, insightful, and sometimes even surprising response, as Gemini will try to think and generate content from that very specific viewpoint. It might offer creative angles or strategic insights you wouldn't have considered otherwise.
I tried something like this once. I asked Gemini to act as a wise, slightly cynical old librarian and recommend books based on a vague description I gave it. The recommendations and the descriptions it gave were hilarious, but also weirdly perfect.
See, it broadens the scope of its brainstorming considerably.
Okay, this next one sounds intriguing. Ask for feedback from Gemini.
This one is genius, I think. It turns Gemini into a genuine collaborative partner in crafting the prompt itself.
How does it work?
You start by telling Gemini you're giving it a project. You include all the relevant details you have. You describe the desired output as best you can. And then you explicitly ask it, what questions do you have for me that would help you provide the best possible output?
Whoa. So you're asking the AI to tell you what it needs from you.
Exactly. It creates this incredible feedback loop. It turns Gemini into an active collaborator, helping you identify what crucial information or context might be missing from your initial prompt.
It's like having an expert politely ask for clarification, guiding you to write a better, more complete prompt in the first place, which should lead to a much more accurate and useful initial response from Gemini.
It essentially teaches you how to prompt it better for that specific task, making you more effective over time. It helps you think like the AI needs you to think.
That's really clever.
Okay.
Fifth advanced tip.
Fifth, and incredibly important for any kind of communication, especially writing. Consider tone.
We touched on this with persona and task, right?
Yes, but this is about being very deliberate and explicit about the feeling or attitude you want the output to convey. You can tailor your prompts to suit your intended audience by specifically asking for outputs to have a certain tone.
So beyond just formal or informal.
Think about options like technical, creative, casual, formal, but also empathetic, upbeat, humorous, serious, motivating, cautionary. The list goes on.
Tone changes everything, doesn't it? A formal lab report is vastly different from a funny, casual recap of a club meeting for social media, even if they cover related topics.
Exactly. By explicitly stating the desired tone, Gemini can nail that difference, ensuring your message lands exactly as intended and resonates perfectly with your audience. It prevents misunderstandings and makes your communication much more effective and nuanced.
Okay, and the final advanced tip.
It loops right back to that core idea of iteration, but it's a crucial reminder. Say it another way.
Meaning, if at first you don't succeed,
prompt again. If the results don't meet your expectations the first time, don't just give up or assume the tool can't do it. Rephrase your prompt, add more detail or context, try a completely different approach or verb.
This iterative process of review, rethink, and refine is truly key to becoming that AI whisperer we talked about. It's a continuous learning loop for both you and the AI.
You learn what works best for different tasks through experimentation, and Gemini gets closer and closer to your ideal output with each refinement. The more you talk to it and adjust your approach based on its responses, the better it understands your unique needs and style.
It becomes a truly personalized assistant over time, shaped by your interaction.
And one final crucial reminder, echoing what we said earlier, straight from the Google Guide, generative AI is meant to help humans, but the final output is yours.
Right. This really can't be stressed enough, even with advanced techniques.
Absolutely. Even with all these powerful tools and techniques, that human touch, your judgment, is indispensable. Always, always review any AI-generated content.
Check it for clarity, make sure it's relevant to your goal, and definitely verify its accuracy before you use it for anything important.
You are the ultimate editor, the quality control specialist. Gemini is your incredibly powerful co-pilot, an amazing assistant, but you are always the one in command, directing its capabilities to meet your specific goals and ensuring the quality of the final product.
Human intelligence guiding artificial intelligence. That's the goal.
So after all that, what does this all mean for you, our dedicated listener, especially if you're navigating school or personal projects? You've just gotten a pretty deep dive into the art and science of effective prompting with Gemini for Google Workspace.
We've unpacked the power of persona, task, context, and format, that PTCF framework.
We've seen how simple tips like using natural language, being specific, crucially leveraging your own documents with the @Searl, and even asking Gemini for feedback on your prompts can unlock some amazing capabilities.
And we've explored real-world scenarios, translating those professional use cases into how this skill can genuinely transform your daily tasks and creative projects, whether you're a student hitting the books, a creative mind trying to brainstorm, or just someone looking to learn and organize things more efficiently.
And remember, this isn't just about learning to use a new tool, like figuring out the buttons on a new app. It's really about developing a fundamental skill for the digital age we live in.
Knowing how to communicate effectively with AI, how to prompt it, well, it's quickly becoming as crucial as knowing how to use a search engine effectively or how to manage your files online.
It's becoming a core digital literacy skill. It's a powerful shortcut to being well-informed, staying organized, and unlocking potentially endless creativity right within the workflows you already use.
And ideally, it gives you back more time for the deeper thinking, the critical analysis, the genuine exploration and creativity that only humans can do.
So here's a final provocative thought to leave you with. As these AI tools continue to evolve at lightning speed, the ability to ask the right questions, to provide the right context, and to iterate effectively, that will likely be your ultimate differentiator in school, in your future career, just in navigating life.
How might mastering this conversational art not only boost your productivity today, helping you ace that next paper or project,
but also shape the very questions you start asking of the world around you? Could it lead to new discoveries, new connections, new innovations you haven't even imagined yet, just by enabling you to explore ideas more effectively?
Exciting to think about the potential.
It really is. So our encouragement to you is go forth and experiment. Try these techniques out. Don't be afraid to play around with prompts. Think of Gemini not just as a tool, but as a potential collaborative partner in your own learning and creative journeys.
Happy prompting.